Okay, let's go to the international line now and say where you're calling from, please.
I'm calling from Kristiansand, Norway, and my name is Jean.
Yes, Jean.
Wow, Norway.
Yeah, well, I'm originally from Washington, D.C. area, but I'm stuck over here for a few more months.
Hey, you don't get stuck in Norway unless you're in the snow.
No snow here, just very gray and rainy.
Really?
Oh, I'm on the southern coast. But anyway, I think you touched on this point a couple of calls ago, but what I was thinking when I was listening to you talk at the beginning of the show was that if we have an infinite number of each of us existing in different realities, all split off from our experiences and decisions, do we all then share a common soul such that when we leave this physical existence, we have the accumulated experiences as part of us?
I believe that yes, we do. There's a case study in the book about a woman who experienced, she would have these very strange dreams about being locked in a dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like what the last caller was talking about, like she knew that this was some kind of other reality. And she sensed at one point that this other aspect of herself, or whatever you want to call that, crossed over. But yet, and so she stopped having the dreams, but yet she felt kind of like that aspect, or whatever you want to call that, of herself was more liberated and healed in some way. So I feel like it's all a part of the same thing.
So that part of your soul, for example, if you die in one of the realities, would be more or less absorbed back into the main whole soul, and our learning, for example, in the physical lifetime, is a much more broader plane than just what we experience in the here and now.
Yeah, because I think that at night when we're sleeping, you know, whether we're, with the last caller was saying she's not aware of it anymore, but whether we're aware or not aware that we're out in maybe other dimensions learning things and experiencing things, and then all of those things sometimes under analysis can have like common themes about what this soul in all of its capacities are supposed to learn here.
Shelley, I think this is a very profound question, and I'm trying to, you know, get my mind wrapped around this. We all have one soul. We're all from one soul, you're telling me?
No, what I was thinking was that each person has their soul, but it's spread across all the different realities.
Oh, but it's not all one soul. Is that right?
That wasn't what I was thinking, but I'm not sure what she was.
I think it is all one soul. I tell you the most profound, one of the most profound case studies that I've encountered so far. It was another time I was doing one of these groups. Sometimes in a group, I'll take the group into a parallel universe. And I was at an event over a week, and the next day this woman comes up and she said, "Man, I have had the most profound experience in your meditation yesterday." She said, "I traveled to a life where I am a woman who lives in China right now at this present day." And the woman was very upset because she had had a baby daughter who was killed. And so she said that night she went home and she was really thinking about this, like this was really heavy. And so she decided to go into a meditation, and she traveled back to that place where that woman in China was. And she said that when she got there, it was almost like she was remote viewing on the woman. The woman in China looks up and goes, "Who's there? Who's there?" And she said to her, "It's me. It's me. I'm a part of you, and I'm here to help you now." And it just, ooh, it just gives me the chills to think about that. And it gets into this whole thing. People talk about, like, that intuitive voice that we have, but the one that we're not always listening to. Like, who is that? Is that what we were talking about earlier, Hilly, is that you coming from your own future, or is that some other aspect of yourself? Because I've got lots of case studies where people are living in, like, let's say you're Hilly, you're living in Norway or whatever, but you're also maybe living in China at the same time, but you're a different person, but yet you're all the same. And it gets into that whole theory about, you know, we are all one. That is the real thing.
A good fictional book on that subject is called One by Richard Bach, and
yes,
he explores that.
Yes.
And I could also wonder if this is one of the reasons that people are so sympathetic now with the situation in the East, is if we
totally
if we feel some part of ourselves has been affected, even though we may not know anybody?
We have to be affected by that, because when you think of the number of souls, if you think of us all as energy for a minute, the number of souls who have, for whatever reason, left our energy field, or if we think of souls almost as like ice, like an ice is in a cube and then it melts into water. So if we think of these as spirits who have changed form, but to the massive number of people who have left our planet right now, it has to affect us, because we are all a part of this consciousness.